All right, with number one taken care of, number two, approval of the agenda.
Second.
All right. Do we need to vote on that? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Approval of the minutes. I think Sue did a fabulous job. Anybody want to make the motion?
I'll make it.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. All right, number four, declaration of any letters, opinions, guidance from outside the advisory committee. Jim?
Nothing here.
Okay. Wings and Wheels update, which would have been Larry. And I think this time of year, we don't probably have a whole lot to talk about. So unless somebody knows something I don't, we will skip number five.
I was wondering if there was ever a tennis number published that anybody's heard in the official chamber. Did you ever hear anything from them? Or
did you? Because they were going to count.
Yeah, they were just. They had some process to count this year. And, but
I never heard anything.
Wildlife management and update. Jim?
There's not a whole lot. Like I keep saying, the deer and the geese don't seem to be in the same numbers that they usually are. Starting a new feature with this month, the wildlife creature of the month. This month it's going to be the snowy owl.
That's exterminated on site?
What's that?
Does that get exterminated on site? Is that the target animal? To eradicate?
If you see it. I've gotten a couple of emails lately, and there's been articles in the paper about because of the cold up north, the snowy owl, which is actually the biggest of the owl family, like 7 pounds, 5.5 foot wingspan. It's a big bird, but it's being seen in Delaware, where it usually isn't. They like the big open spaces, you know, the grassy, good hunting grounds. They've been seen at Dover Air Force Base and down here at the Seashore State Park. So they're around. If you hit one, you're going to know it. So
is it white?
It is white. The younger ones have more gray to them. And I guess the thing with the snowy owl is, you know, these are the younger owls, kind of, who are just learning how to hunt. You know, as they learn, I guess the other birds kind of pay attention to, you know, where they're hunting, because, you know, and then kind of move in afterwards because it's a good hunting ground for them, the other raptor kind of birds. So
are they nocturnal, like
mostly, but you're gonna see them at dusk and dawn, and they're seen during the day, but you know, they do most of their hunting at night, I guess. But
okay.
So and I guess there's only about a half a dozen in the state that they're saying, but the airports are places that they like, so keep an eye out.
Are they a protected bird?
Yes.
I noticed a lot of buzzards actually down there towards your place, Gus. So is there something special going on or something?
We're not doing a whole lot.
We're slow. Snowy owls get along with coyotes.
There's probably just as many of them.
We have one back at my house.
Coyote?
We're trying to get it. Yeah.
Coyote?
Yeah.
Well,
two people have seen back there. One person seen three times. But they haven't been able to get a shot at it. Yeah. So I went and got myself a coyote call.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm hoping to get it, because I don't know whether they were introduced or what happened, but they don't realize that they also take care of pets. And turkeys, rabbit, squirrel, you know. And they'll pack up and eventually bring down deer. Well, one could bring down a fawn, but two or more can bring down even a buck.
They do. They drop that anvil off the cliff. Is that how they do that? And the bowling ball bomb with those news.
Okay.
All I have about wildlife.
No other complaints or anything? I haven't heard anything about wildlife. Anybody have anything else? Airport update.
That's me. The big projects, the runway extension, officially that's still an ongoing project, but we've taken substantial completion of the runway. There's still some punch list items to be done. They'll probably be back in the spring, do some more seeding and mulching for all the seed that's washed away. This kind of what we've been calling package one, which is, you know, just the extension of the runway. We've let the contract for package two with George and Lynch, which is the milling and paving of the existing runway and then the restriping of the entire runway and grooving of the entire runway. It will also complete the approach lighting system, the MALs, the medium intensity approach lights, and move both sets of pappies to correspond with the new displaced thresholds on both ends. That should start in the March-April time period. There's a lot of preliminary work being done right now to order the lighting controls and a lot of the things with the long lead times. Still working on an exact schedule. As soon as we have an idea of what's going to happen, we'll schedule another meeting like we tried to have last time when we were going to do it this fall. That's the big project. A lot of little projects. The next one is the concrete apron, where we'll patch and repair that this spring on this side of the T-hangers. We'll do that in two phases to minimize disruption. And of course, we'll, you know, we're working with Garrett and everybody on making sure everybody has access and has a place to park. Got some more airfield lighting projects coming up. Looking at replacing the taxiway lights on taxiway A, making them LED, and upgrading the wiring, and also adding taxiway lighting to the hangar side of taxiway A, down by the state, towards the state police. Anybody got any questions?
I was asked, are they still pursuing the second 500 feet extension, and what's the status of that?
DelDOT's moving ahead with moving the road. So, you know, they're in the middle of doing the environmental assessment and going through that. You know, as soon as that gets done, then we'll look at moving or extending the runway. Still a high priority for the county.
There was an issue that had to justify that to the FAA with traffic?
That was if the FAA paid for it, which they're not, so that requirement goes away.
The second runway extension?
Yep.
It's not going to be funded by the FAA?
Oh. Nope.
The DelDOT is coming up with a new criteria for prioritizing projects. Have you seen that? I saw it Tuesday was the first time that I had seen it before, where they awaited criteria based on safety, traffic, economic impact,
etc. I think I remember seeing something about that. I know it affected the sports complex up in Frederick, and they weren't too happy about it, but that's the way the priority fell. And
I'll send a link to the to this criteria for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But they did mention that if we don't just think that the road's going to get moved, they still need people to talk it up and support it, et cetera, to keep it on the burner.
Jim, I know Mike isn't here, but do you know anything on the ditch? What's going on with that?
I know he's been pushing it. We had some issues with
been in the making.
And it's It's gotten a lot of attention lately, and I guess I don't have the exact timing, but I think they're trying to get it done before planting season next year. There were some it took a little while to get the easements and permissions and figuring out where the spoils are going to go and all that, but I think that's all been taken care of.
Because we're retaining a lot of water here on the airport.
Mm-hmm.
That should be going out.
And the few trees that are left on the 2-2 approach? You were going to take a look at those?
Yeah. I'm still going to take a look at them.
Okay.
We do plan on getting those removed. But
Jim Reed and I brought that up. Neighbors has expressed to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to report back to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving to the next item. Delaware gasoline tax. Garrett, anything?
There's nothing to update. I have not heard from Ruth Briggs King. I meant to send her an email earlier this week to get an update, but I forgot. But she did not communicate with me anything in the last 3 months or so. So I don't have anything new from the last time.
Okay. Moving to number 9, airport business plan update.
The business plan is complete. I sent everybody a link to the plan. It's about 80 pages or so. Please take some time and go through it. It's based on a lot of inputs that you guys had in the beginning with the SWOT analysis. The big thing to remember with the plan is this is a plan that DelDOT did for us with their consultant. So it's kind of their recommendation to us. The county council hasn't taken any action, or Todd hasn't taken any action as far as, this is our plan. We're adopting this plan. There's a lot of good ideas in there, and has a lot of support with the council and with Todd. Things like the branding is going to be a big deal, and some of the revenue enhancement ideas. Some of which were pretty obvious. Get more airplanes here.
I read through that. Good bedtime reading. in general, I agree with what they're coming up with. Especially their prioritization. Mm-hmm. I really like some of most of the ideas. I can't think of any that I really dislike. Is the council expecting the recommendation from the advisory committee on this at some point in time?
They're not asking for one, but it's up to you, after you go through it to decide what you want to do, if you want to prioritize things or, general approval or just whatever you want to do is fine. I think Todd's intent is to go through the plan and, things that, he's kind of got his vision, and the council has their vision of, moving the airport forward, and things in the plan that support that they're going to grab onto, and, things that don't are going to fall by the wayside. Like you say, for the most part, they're all pretty obvious recommendations, and I know there's a lot of support for the name change that's brought up in there, but that's going to be a long process.
Does it all have to wait until there's a, or can you pick and choose some of the easier things to implement, like that, or do you plan on doing implementing some of the things?
I don't think there's a timetable, but like I said, I think Todd and the council have their ideas, and things that support those ideas are going to come first, and like the name change, I think that's going to be tied to the branding effort that Todd's doing with the county as a whole. We probably won't see anything with a name change until the county brand is established. But there is support to change the name to something more descriptive and a little more, sounds better to people and makes them want to come here. That's about it, all I want to say about the business plan, unless you got any specific questions or anything.
Where is it? I mean, council looked at it and they liked it. I just don't know where the ball is at this point. Is it just going to sit until we brand?
I don't know. I think it's just going to sit until we need to look at it. You know, as we're ready for the brand, I think, you know, when the county brand moves forward, you know, the airport brand part of the business plan will move forward. You know, we're always looking for hangar developers and tenants for the industrial park and that kind of thing. So the business plan really just gives us support for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really anything that we're going to change. It's just more support for doing what we're doing.
So, do you have to do budget stuff, or if there was training? If they didn't say they didn't like the training idea, but I don't know how much it costs.
Yeah.
So, would that be something that, or you wouldn't go after until branding's done?
No, we would do that without doing the branding.
Okay.
What kind of training were they talking about that's tied into the branding? I mean, did I miss
people
something?
Operating on the county employees operating on the airport being trained to operate on an airport.
Okay, so it's not tied to the branding?
No.
Okay.
No.
But it's tied to the plant.
Yeah, you were losing me when we were talking about the branding and then the training. So
I just don't want people to look at the plan and think, here is the Sussex County Airport plan. You know, Sussex County has adopted this plan, or the council has adopted the plan. It's a recommendation to us.
Tool for the council to use.
Mm-hmm.
The plan.
Yeah.
It's certainly open for discussion. I personally think we should all take the time to review it and consider. All in agreement, make a recommendation to council, or at least write a letter of our approval or dissent or whatever to help reinforce it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the training program, contract, private labor, and airport security systems are the only things that are on there besides
mm-hmm.
all that branding. So.
So you got on one page what it took them 80 pages to?
Well, I went to the back, which is saying, look at the back, and it said summary of business plan recommendations, and first priority immediate was the training and contracting private labor, which I don't know if you're going to think about that or not.
Contracting private
labor to explore potential cost savings.
Some of the maintenance.
For mowing, janitorial, general maintenance tasks. And then, the second priority within the first year was airport security system security cameras installed, providing coverage of terminal ramp hangar fueling areas that are not currently monitored. That's it. I mean, that was the recommendations besides all that, which is branding and marketing.
Yeah. Which are all things we've talked about in the past. You know, that I've talked to our security people and Doug Stokely, and you know, just hadn't had enough support within the county to move forward, and you know, but if that's something that the committee thinks is important, now you've got some backup to say, you know, we really think security cameras are important, and so did this expert that, you know, provided the business plan.
What?
How about coming up with some security cameras?
Yeah, I know that the way the government works is, you know, a lot of times it's, well, there's no accident, so there's no need to put up a new light or a new stop sign or whatever. So, I mean, it's, but, you know, tying that into the report, don't want to wait to have an accident with a guy on a mower before we decide to do the training. So I know that's just one area that concerns me is, you know, somebody's out there with a mower and doesn't have a clue how an airport operates or the airplanes come in and out.
They had a pretty high priority list.
So, but I mean, that's something that I don't know what your feelings are on that, Jim, whether it's in-house or out-of-house training, or, you know, how formal it has to be, or, you know. But is that something that you want the committee to kind of give you some guidance on, or are you looking for, you feel comfortable with?
That particular one is something I've been trying to do since I've been here, and just hasn't gone anywhere. You know, but if the committee thinks it's a good idea and, you know, should be a high priority, then make that recommendation to the council. That's what the committee's for. Like I said, now you've got something in writing from somebody considered to be an expert saying that this is important. You know, it's not only the committee that thinks it's important, it's, you know, people that Delta spent money on.
And it shows some movement or some acceptance, even in the smallest amount, so that when the chambers ask what are they doing out at the airport, you can say, oh, well, we're working on the immediate short-term phase.
Mm-hmm.
Have you all met Ray? Can I? I want to make sure that he...
Yeah. You know, if you think changing the name of the airport is real important, you know, you don't want to wait till, you know, the county does something with a county brand. You know, you can make that recommendation.
At least they'll know where we stand before they really do take action, so.
Would you, this is not of your area of expertise, but would you forecast they'd ask us before they would make a major change in name and something like that?
I think the committee would be involved. I think changing the name is going to be a big deal. I mean, if you look at what happened when Todd kind of proposed a slogan, you know, and it wasn't even proposing a slogan, it was just he put a slogan on the trial version of the website, you know, and it's been in the newspapers ever since. You know, it's just kind of looking for a new slogan. And
I personally think that's it's crucial to tie that to the county rebranding as well.
Probably be a public hearing on the airport, like a name change or a bigger effort to rebrand and all and the other things that are part of that package, I would think, right? So I mean, we wouldn't just come in on one day and there'd be a new name out front.
No.
Right. So I think
there'd be some kind of discussion.
Yeah, I think there'd be notification and probably a public hearing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Does there have to be? I mean, is that one of those?
Probably not.
I think it's county discretion what they want to call the airport, but I just think knowing the way the county operates, that they don't want to blindside anybody, any operators or businesses or anything, that they probably would do so.
Did you guys like the suggestions? There were four suggestions that you came up with. Four or five.
For a name?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for being late, but would you repeat those five? Are they condensed enough to say them again?
Sure, can you read them? These are the possible names.
They all start with Southern Delaware. So Southern Delaware Regional Airport, Southern Delaware Regional Jetport, Southern Delaware Coastal Airport, Southern Delaware Coastal Jetport, and Southern Delaware Business Jetport. And the suggestion in here is that the fourth actually covers the broadest spectrum, which is Southern Delaware Coastal Jetport.
From my perspective, and apologize for being late again, in being chair of the Economic Development Council in Georgetown, this has always perked my interest because of the possibility of economic development here at the airport and what that means for secondary businesses and development and so forth and so on. So anything that we can do to encourage and maybe get this thing moving in a positive direction that's going to bring some economic development to this area. I see the airport is pretty significant in that. Always have. Thought it was kind of a hub where different spokes are going to come off of it, that businesses are going to thrive and grow and develop, and entrepreneurs and all that will happen. So this business plan to me is a pretty significant piece of our future. And if the name change is part of that, then by God, let's get moving.
Yeah. But he does say in there it should be tied to the branding of the county. It, in general.
Sure. And that will be a broader appeal.
I know that's one of Todd's priorities right now, is kind of working on the county brand and
with the beach tourism as well.
Yeah, Southern Delaware Tourism, they started that, what, 5 or 6 years ago, and have branded that to the visitors as Southern Delaware, SDT, Southern Delaware Tourism. So it kind of brings it all together, because there are other Sussex counties in other states, but Southern Delaware kind of, there's no other Southern Delaware.
What is our next step in terms of action?
I don't know. It's kind of all
very missive when you said the county's already, you know, they're looking at that.
Yeah.
It's what you say. It's going to take a while. I mean, that's not that's going to happen overnight, especially if they're going to rebrand the county.
And a lot of the stuff is going on now. I mean, we're working with people to develop hangars and. You know, that's always ongoing. We're, you know, always talking to potential tenants for the industrial park, which is another one of his suggestions. And, you know, the training thing, like I said, you know, I've been trying to get one of those for years. And so a lot of these things are things that we do all along. And I'm not sure we'll ever get a stamp of approval from the county council saying this is our plan, carry it out, and here's a timetable or anything like that. It's support for kind of a set of things that we need to do or are still doing.
And it becomes very political. I mean, look at the Milford High School, where they just tried to change that name, and all of a sudden that became a very big political football that all of a sudden got tossed out of the field. So we're not going to play with that anymore. And they went back to Milford High School. So, you know, you're going to find a lot of people don't want to name change something just for nostalgia or something. I don't know. So
the people, I just, again, coming in, but you cited, Jeff, the people cutting grass, you don't want them to interfere with an airplane.
Well, they don't.
The training, doesn't the county or you, Jim, when people, who cuts the grass? County employees? So don't they sign off that they've been trained to look for? There's no sign off and training.
No.
Why is it?
Good question.
It's a simple item to check that box. It's an ongoing box that needs to be checked, in my opinion, dealing with state, you know, workforce and stuff. But somebody has to be able to dedicate that time, and that doesn't come under Jim's area of responsibility. Those employees, they come under the maintenance folks, right?
Is that,
I mean,
Doug Stokely? Mm-hmm. I mean,
so,
coming from business, private sector, you know, everybody signs off that they have been trained to do X, Y, and Z. And I guess I find it fascinating that that's not done.
Your curiosity is going to have a lot more fascination when you deal with the government. So, but I mean, you're right,
grass.
and that's a problem. It's because you get, especially somebody new, and the older folks,
send somebody out there,
the season, yeah, the seasoned folks happen to get by because they've learned over time, and then you get somebody new, and they really don't realize what they've learned over time, and they don't pass that to the new guy, and the new guy gets right out there in the middle of it.
Very simple. Somebody gets hurt because they weren't trained and they make a big deal of it, guess where the branding is?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
And that's what the report proves.
Yeah.
You know, that's the liability that's
what you
kind of
have.
And that's something that we,
that's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that's something we as...
It's not going to cost much.
Yeah.
Right.
We should as a committee review it, and then we as a committee will have to make the recommendation, you know, Like you said, we should review it probably by next meeting.
That's
and
what I was going to suggest. That we
It sounds to me like the training is a big deal. We're not saying that anybody's not properly trained, anybody's dangerous, but we just feel that the training is probably something that needs to be organized, formally organized for the And that's probably what we as a committee need to look at putting on the agenda for.
Now, will we get a copy of this, what we're talking about?
It's on the website.
It's not on our website. I'll send you a link to it, or a copy of it.
I agree, the next meeting, we might be prepared, or at least two meetings from now, to put something in writing. Is that what we're, is that our goal?
We'll be in the next meeting. My goal as the president of the group here would be to at least be informed and then come up with a forward motion or determination if we're going to do no motion. So, you know, we need to make an educated position of where we want to go as a committee. And Jim will tell you that we then take that to the council in writing and ask, you know, that maybe they take a look at that from the advisory committee. And there's, you know, but we need to look at the options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people who can come in here and do training. But we got to make sure that they understand what they're training.
Oh, they're qualified to train.
You know, but there's also local trainers, or Jim can set up, you know, Jim could probably be a trainer and actually give them all they need to know. So if it's a money issue, we got to look at that. Mm-hmm. If it's a time issue, the county has to look at that. So there's a lot of factors that'll go into that. It's just not a, it's not a situation that we can't make that decision as an advisory committee.
Sure.
The council has to buy into it.
I imagine certification is important for the trainer to have some kind of background certification.
I don't think this ever happened. It did have a person that got hurt, was too close to the wind sock, rotated around, and he's permanently disabled on one hand, an arm. That happened some years ago. I don't even remember. I'm not going to recall the name, but I personally know the person, and he was out of work for a long time, mowing, and got too close to it. So he wasn't trained in that respect, so that's part, would be part of training, stay away from moving objects.
Especially airplanes.
Yeah. Well, the wind shifted around, spun around and got it.
There's a potential there, and we need to, if we feel strongly enough to make the council, we should put that in writing, but we need to do it in a process that we don't do it haphazard. We've got to look at all the aspects.
But after you take a look at it, I mean, you'll have ideas on how you want to carry this forward, and you know, maybe just something simple as, we like the report, don't let it sit on the shelf.
Right.
Or, you know, we like the report, here are the things that we think you need to get to right away,
mm-hmm.
you know, just training or whatever, but you know, or hear things we don't agree with. It's going to depend on what you think after you read it.
Okay. Any other important parts on that plan? Okay.
Well, let me bring something else up. Under, it's kind of part of the business plan, but Randall Wiedemann also did a statewide aviation economic impact study. Economic impact of the airport was something like $140 billion a year. And it supported 800 and something jobs in the county or in the area, not just at the airport, but you know, the aviation part of the airport supports all that. And that did not include the industrial park.
Is that on their website yet?
I look for it. I can't find it.
I couldn't either.
But
the one that's still out there is the 2006 version of an aviation economic impact across the state,
yeah.
But they did just finish one in 2013.
But as far as the financial part of the business plan, you know, he's showing, you know, we're losing about $300,000 a year at the airport. But the other side of that, which wasn't part of the business plan, was, you know, it's got $140 million a year economic impact too. So, you know, there is some
mm-hmm.
return on that money.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it.
Okay. Item number 10, public comments. Any public? Yes, sir.
Two things. One, are you making a list for volunteers for Wings and Wheels next year? For anything at all, if you do anything?
chamber.
What do you, well, I'd like to volunteer. I got a golf cart for handicapped people.
What's your name?
Cheryl Wingate. I did it this past time. Somebody that needed a ride somewhere, I gave them a ride.
Do we have your contact information?
Yeah.
At the chamber office?
I don't think so.
Just give me a phone number for a card.
And
I'll pass it on.
Yeah, it's got my telephone number down it.
Okay, thank you.
Get back to the ditch. My son passed away, and I don't know who he talked to in the county. He gave him permission to come on the property and do the ditch right across the road from the end of the driveway coming in here to the airport. And but he never signed anything. And if whoever's doing that now would like to give me a call, we can sit down with my daughter-in-law. She'll sign whatever needs to be signed for the county to give them, you know, give them easement where they can take the equipment on the property and dig the ditch out. And she said that the, she agreed with what my son said. Whatever they dig out, if they leave it right there on the property, he'll spread it out on his own property so they don't have to haul it away.
Mm-hmm. Good offer.
Oh, I got it.
Well, Larry wasn't here. My name's Mike South, by the way. I did play a role in the Wings and Wheels event.
Big role, Mike.
And thank you. And Ford, as well as State Farm, were very, very excited about the results of it. I think, again, Larry's not here, but I think he had 40-some-odd planes and 360 cars or so. I think,
close,
Ray, you might have the numbers.
Closer to 400.
Closer to 400. So as a... obviously, as a citizen, I thought that the event was very, very successful personally. And when you bring that many people, even though I know there were some challenges with the buses, which I know will be ironed out next year, right, Ray?
Yes, sir.
I think it's outstanding that we can get what 8,000 to 10,000 people in here probably on one Saturday. And last but not least, Larry bringing in Dick Cole. Our efforts to get Dick Cole here gave an awful lot of PR coverage for the airport, as well as he being one of the remaining four Doolittle Raiders. I mean, you just can't, personally, I don't think you can obviously buy that type of PR for our airport and the Wings and Wheels event from a standpoint of overall exposure. And I was just proud to be a part of it. Thank you.
And if all things considered, he said he wants to come back if his health is well enough to allow him.
Yeah.
Where's he from? Where's he living?
He lives in Texas.
Texas. Texas. Where's that, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Ray, did you happen to hear any attendance numbers?
We were right at around 8,000. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to predict a number because you're going to get everybody and their brother saying something, but to the best of our knowledge, it's about 8,000. So.
Is that a guess, or is that,
we didn't use counters. That's counting the buses and the people and walk-ins and just getting a feel for it. We talked about using counters, something a little bit more scientific. So we'll try to do that in 14. Would you like to be a volunteer counter?
We stopped by just putting somebody right there where they're loading the buses. It
yeah.
Can be the, you know,
that's
go to
right.
Dollar store, you get a couple counters, and it seems pretty easy to do.
Yeah, we'll make that effort this year. Thank you.
Okay, going to item number 11, next meeting date.
How much time do we need to go over that report?
I read that evening, but it's easy to do before.
I think we're due for a meeting at the end of January, so
I'm sure you can get through it before then. Just a reminder, everybody, that everybody's term expires at the end of this month. County Council will have to reappoint people. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot now, but if there's some reason you don't want to continue to serve, or let me know, because I'll have to do all the paperwork for the council. So, whatever your pleasure is for the next meeting, let me know.
Even though I'm not an appointable person.
The end of January, will they have their appointments all done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Last Wednesday?
We usually went with
the
fourth Wednesday.
22nd.
Which would be the 22nd. Any objection to the 22nd? Pending any snowstorms?
Guess I hear a motion for the next meeting in Florida.
At your place. Is there a second? If we can get a second.
So Jeff, it is the 22nd.
Well, I'm just kind of
proposing.
I'm asking, is there any objection? And I'm not hearing any, so.
I will make a motion then for 22nd.
I'll second. Same time, 6 p.m.
January 22nd.
January 22nd.
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against say nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you everybody for the time.
Jim,